Welcome back, children of the revolution, and one and all, to What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. And I am Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, videographer, and writer. And in this instance, also your graphic designer, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. As we look back at our second of our two Soul Jazz retrospective archive programs that I broadcast originally on Jazz Day 2017. And this is the second and last of the final two International Jazz Day archive programs I promised everyone I would broadcast and put on Apple and Google, featuring jazz music's biggest and most lasting impact on popular music. And this is a continuation of our essay and show from last week. And we're going to be kicking off talking about jazz elitism, which is a reflection not primarily of musicians, but a small section of diehard music fans who think they have discovered something so pure and beautiful that anyone else finding out about from someone else other than a true believer is sacrilege. And soul jazz would not be something of value you would have heard on a top 40 radio program, for example. If soul jazz did one thing well, it was to bring music back to the streets, away from intellectuals, snobs, and back to the very neighborhoods it originally rose from. Many of these tracks were ones you could also dance to, not unlike jazz music in the decades prior. As soul jazz progressed, as all major music movements do, it became splintered. Some of it became jazz fusion. Some of it became lighter smooth jazz. Some of it became modern soul R&B. Some of it became jazz funk. And some of it became immensely popular, creating a backlash with cries of sellout from those in the jazz community who weren't selling as many records as their contemporaries who refused to adapt their sounds to the changing directions in the genre. Everything jazz had offered was finally now front and center, with many of these artists winning major mainstream music awards or becoming some of the biggest R&B and pop acts of the 1970s. Nature abhors a vacuum, but unfortunately, some continue to live in their bubble, not realizing that the rest of the music-loving public could actually enjoy something just for the sheer pleasure of it, regardless of the label. Looking back now, some 4 to 6 decades later, that you see the common thread in all these recordings, at their core, their little and figurative soul is what glows brightest. And this is, again, truncated from the original programs if you want to visit the entire thing, including getting a free poster download. Yes, because I designed the posters for my International Jazz Day shows as well. Please visit. There's a link on the blogcast page, or you can go to www.aospdx.com. That's aospdx.com. And go to the podcast tab and find it right there. Alrighty then. In fact, all of the International Jazz Day shows are there, along with all their poster downloads as well. So have fun with that. And don't forget, a little housekeeping thing here before we get started, that our show at the end of this month, on the 30th of April, which will be the 10th anniversary of International Jazz Day, and which will be my 6th program for this UNESCO project, will be featuring the one and only Billie Holiday. Let's kick into why we're here today. And the very first artist in this program is also the very first artist from South Africa to have a number one Billboard Hot 100 single with this recording. Earlier this week, he had to cancel his appearance due to illness at the Atlanta Jazz Festival. Know all of us here are wishing you a speedy recovery, Mr. Hugh Masekela. And those were the original notes. A year later, he did pass away, which is really sad because he was highly influential and just absolutely, this song just puts me in the best possible mood. From 1968, from the album The Promise of a Future, this is Hugh Masekela with Grazing in the Grass, and we'll see you in about 25 minutes. Thank you.
talking about heaven glory, but on your face is a different story. Clean up your rap, your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. I got something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality you're just another brother. Think you slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to what you're not listening to, the Audio Education Learning Anthology series here on aceofspadespdx.com. And I'm still your all-around monkey bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., recapping a Jazz Day 2017 archival program. This is part two of two featuring soul jazz. Oh, God, this music, I mentioned that the first one did put me in the best possible mood. These songs are just really wonderful. They just put me really in a great mood. Most of them are instrumental. You can play them at work and all that and not have to worry about offending anyone. And of course, you don't like cowbell. I don't want to know you if you don't want the cowbell, because that's what kicked off the first part of our program here. It Grazed Into the Grass by Hugh Masekela from 1968's The Promise of a Future. Following that, Shirley Scott from 1970 from the album Something, Messy Bessie. And again, reading from the original notes, last year during our Jazz Fusion program, the name John McLaughlin kept popping up over and over again. This year, the artist whose name has infiltrated our current program is organist Shirley Scott. She defied the odds, which almost always meant a woman in a jazz group would always be relegated to a singing position. And she became one of, and still the very few women to command the respect of her peers on her chosen instrument, the Hammond organ. Following that, from 1971, from the debut album by Earth, Wind, and Fire, the self-titled debut album, I should say, that was Help Somebody. And this track, taken from their Warner Brothers debut album of the group that would become the biggest-selling R&B act of the 70s, is with a lineup that was not present during their superstar years, including having a woman in their ranks, vocalist Sherry Scott. Following that, a live version, as many of these tracks are, of Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter by Nina Simone from 1974 from the album Is It Finished? Released as part of her last proper recordings for the RCA Records label, this track, originally recorded and written by Ike and Tina Turner, would be another 4 years before Simone would again record another release, Baltimore, on the CTI label. That's Creed Taylor. Following that, Soulful Strut, Young Holt Unlimited from 1968, 7 Days of Night. Drummer Isaac Red Holt and bassist L.D. Young, who were former members of the soul jazz group the Ramsey Lewis Trio, who you'll be hearing about in a little while, teamed up with pianist Ken Chansey for this solid gold smash. They were never able to replicate the success they had with Soulful Strut and disbanded in 1974. And the song we just heard, the title track to Watermelon Man from 1963 by Mongo Santa Maria. Recorded in 1962 after an impromptu live session saw an immediate and positive audience response, this Herbie Hancock-penned track became the foundation for a wave of Latin-tinged Afro-Cuban jazz recordings by many artists starting in the 60s. And again, I joke about this a lot because Herbie Hancock's name keeps popping up in almost every single jazz program we do. He also just happens to be the president of International Jazz Day, yes, and just celebrated a birthday as well. 81? My God, where does the time go? And maybe kicking off the second part of our program here, our next act was from the Bahamas. Yes, the Bahamas. And featured three brothers, Rafael Leroy and Frank Munnings. This was their first recording and their only U.S. hit. According to the Atlantic Records 4774 box set liner notes, Atlantic distributed the single here in the States. One of the reasons this group never went any further than this smash was that they didn't trust Americans. Can you blame them at times? Honestly. From the album Funky Nassau. This is Funky Nassau Part 1. The Part 2 is the album track is actually extended and the single is broken into two parts. From 1971, the group is called The Beginning of the End. And we'll see you just before the grand finale.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. We've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen. tuner drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bass man, go get the same groove. Listen to the guitar, give that soul some tune. Sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah, but we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau. Listen. Funkin' Nassau,
Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. To a boil. That's it, that's it, that's it right there. Now beat well. We'll be right back.
And welcome back, children of the revolution, as we come to the home stretch here. Yes, all good things must come to an end. On What You're Not Listening To, Soul Jazz Retrospective Archive recording from 2017, part 2 of 2. Hope you're having a great spring so far. Still Daddy Ben Bear, your host, and let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our second part before we're going to do our grand finale. Kick it all off with the title track to Funky Nassau from 1971. The beginning of the end was the name of the band. After that, the title track to Memphis Soul Stew from 1967 by King Curtis. A man who could play the alto, tenor, and soprano saxophones equally well, Curtis was a huge part of Atlantic Records' early rock and roll recordings, playing on such hits as Yakety Yak by the Coasters, the very first number one single on the Atlantic label, Respect, another number one single by Aretha Franklin, early recordings by rocker Buddy Holly, and country star Waylon Jennings. Well, I mean that. A live version of Sookie Sookie. This is the full-length album version by Grant Green from the 1970 album Alive, a personal favorite of mine. The first great jazz guitar genius since Charlie Christensen in the early part of the 20th century, Green played in a variety of styles with many of the greats, including organist Jimmy Smith, who we heard from last time. On this track, taken from a live recording, you can hear him pretty much lay the foundation for jazz funk. And the song we just heard. Now, this is a slightly different version than the one that we previously broadcast. We broadcast the single version. This time, we're doing the live, full-length album version of The In Crowd, title track to the album by the Ramsey Lewis Trio from 1965. A Chicago native, Lewis has recorded over 80. Yes, 80 albums of material over his lifetime, with 3 Grammy Awards and 7 gold records to his credit. This track propelled Lewis to a level of fame few in the jazz EDM ever achieved after the rise of rock music. The single in the album went to number one on the R&B chart and into the top 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart and the Billboard Top 200 Album chart as well. And how significant is that? These are feats, chart feats, that even Miles Davis couldn't pull off, because that's just the way it goes sometimes. You hit that groove and there you go. And our last track of this program may surprise many of you. It was the biggest R&B hit of 1956, spending 13 non-consecutive weeks at number one on that chart. It also got as high as number 2 on the Billboard Pop chart. It is now considered one of the most influential of all early rock and roll instrumentals, but purists take note. When the artist was asked at the height of this track's popularity to perform on national rock and roll tours for huge amounts of money, he declined, reminding everyone that he was a jazz artist first. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love, letters, requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, or on my design site, aospdx.com, and just drop me a line on the contact page. Love to you all. From 1956, from the album Everybody Dance, The Honky Tonk, this is Bill Doggett with Honky Tonk, Part 2.